WTAW News Time is 6 after 8, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Around 6:30 last night, College Station police responded to an intersection of Barron Road and William D. Fitch Parkway for a major wreck. According to the report, one vehicle was traveling eastbound on Barron and collided with a second vehicle traveling northbound on Fitch. Both drivers were transported to the hospital with injuries. One passenger sustained injuries but did not have to go to the hospital. The cause of the collision is still under investigation. A traffic stop on Wixon Valley by a DPS trooper led to a chase at speeds over 100 miles per hour before the SUV went airborne on Highway 21 in Bryan and crashed in an empty parking lot. 65-year-old John Weber II of Bryan told troopers, according to the arrest report, he had consumed alcohol and marijuana that was likely laced with cocaine. Weber, who was ejected from his SUV but had only road rash, was taken to the jail before being checked out in an emergency room. The city of College Station celebrated Fire Chief Eric Hurt's career on Friday. Hurt announced his retirement last month after 35 years with the department.
I'm looking forward to my phone not ringing nearly as much, and the text messages and email slowing down considerably. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to.
Thursday is Chief Hurt's last day. While presidential nominees are trying to win you over this year, the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M wants your vote in a different type of poll. Ding dong or granny's neck? No, we're not talking about Donald and Hillary.
They're based in a very rich history of the area. Some of them are just probably urban legends that have become accepted fact.
Still confused? Real Estate Center's associate editor Brian Pope explains.
Texas has so many wonderful small town names, and so many of them have great stories behind them.
Pope says they're trying to find the favorite small-town Texas name from a list of over 120. He says they plan to have four rounds of polls over the next 2 months before naming the winner.
Our hope is once we have the big winner, we're going to go to that town, do a photo shoot, and make a big deal of it, really play it up and have some fun with it, hopefully talk to some of the residents there and just get to know that part of the state.
Uncertain? Well, then go ahead and vote for the Texas-Louisiana border town. No, seriously, it exists, along with Bacon, Twitty, and Pinetucky, Texas. A link to the poll is on our website at WTAW.com. And it was a week ago today that a two-tall load on the freeway struck and damaged the Briarcrest overpass. The TxDOT district office in Bryan reports repairs could start next month. The cost, estimated at between $500,000 and $600,000, will be paid initially by the state, but there will be an attempt to collect from what the state describes as the responsible party. The driver of the semi was hauling an excavator that was too tall to go under the bridge. And a heads up to College Station motorists about street work today. The southbound lanes of Dartmouth between Holloman to Southwest Parkway will be closed starting at 9 to resurface the street. The work is expected to be completed by the end of the day. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote, call 979-776-1800, or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Go
Good morning. It's 8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, you'll find furniture, supplies, and a bunch more. Here you are.
Sunshine and some occasional clouds around during today. We hit the mid-90s this afternoon with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm in spots. Tonight, some scattered clouds, any showers, and mid-70s overnight. Partly sunny skies with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday into the 90s. And Wednesday, really more of the same, a mix of clouds and sun, risk of scattered showers and storms during the afternoon and into the 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, like I said, nothing else to do, so they asked British undertakers to rank the most popular songs played in funerals. Number one was Candle in the Wind, Elton John.
Of course.
Okay. Number two was Simply the Best by Tina Turner. Number three, Frank Sinatra's My Way. Number four, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Oh, wow.
Bob Dylan.
A little literal there, isn't it?
Yeah. The last two are a little odd. And number five is The Police's Every Step You Take. Number six was Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, Monty Python.
That's pretty on the nose, too, there.
It's something I've never thought of. What do I want them to play at my funeral?
And the thing is, you may not have even heard that song yet.
Right.
So, no telling, but that's what they're telling us.
Okay.
I don't know. We could do something serious or we could do something informative or fun. The wife of the governor of Maine, Paula Page, has taken on a summer waitressing job near their home. Anne LePage had kept quiet about the gig, but her husband told a crowd at a recent town hall that his wife took a job to supplement his salary, which is the lowest in the nation, at $70,000. This year, the Republican governor unsuccessfully proposed to more than double his successor's salary. Of course, he can't do it himself, to $150,000. LePage worked her first double shift on Thursday at McSeagall's. She's saving up for a new Toyota RAV4 and says being a waitress is something I've always wanted to do.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Well, it is. But the thing is, for her, it is an option. It is an elective job. Mm-hmm. She has chosen to do that.
Correct.
A lot of people who do that don't really have any choice, so that's what they're doing.
But it's good that, you know, somebody like that is doing something like that because mm-hmm. it helps enrich the character that other people who have those opportunities don't usually get.
I would most definitely agree. So did you see the story about the people who went to Tony Robbins' seminar in Dallas over the weekend?
Yes, I reported this in one of my afternoon newscasts on Friday.
This is, you know, part of the deal is he brings a bed of coals out there.
Huh.
All right, so now basically, Chelsea, what did the story say, or what were their explanations for this walking over the coals thing?
So the first stories that started coming out on TSN were five people were sent to the hospital, and 30 to 40 were treated on the scene for burns to their feet and lower extremities after participating in the Walk of Fire exercise, which apparently he encourages his audience to walk across these hot coals.
Right.
Then later on in the day, they started coming out with some versions that had sound bites from people who had done it and participated and were, you know, supporters of the activity and basically saying, if you were burned, it's because you screwed up.
Right.
Because like 7,000 people did it. And so they were like, oh, only five went to the hospital. No big deal. I was like, yeah, unless you're one of those five.
But now
the odds aren't bad there, though.
The thing is, I think about the firewalk is the idea to focus. Okay.
Right.
But the anecdotal situation I had heard about was people were stopping to take selfies. They were asking people to take pictures of them.
Oh, well.
So they were not concentrating on what they were supposed to do. And I'm not saying somebody needs to walk on coals. I'm not at all.
Right.
But the idea was they defeated the purpose of becoming focused because they thought it would be cooler to take pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. If you're not going to do it according to the way it needs to be done, then don't be, you know, talking about that.
To be completely honest, I didn't even know that Tony Robbins was still doing seminars.
Well, yeah, he is. You know, and I'll tell you what, I'll have to look up the specifics of it, but he did a seminar, maybe it was during 9/11 or shortly after 9/11. It took place in Hawaii. And the exchange that goes on in that seminar that he has is pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. So, you know, someday when you got time to look that up, look up Tony Robbins and 9/11 and see what you get.
Hmm. All right.
If you like potato chips, bet you can't eat just one.
That's right.
The new study shows that because they're addictive, for real, scientists looked at some brains of people eating and found that certain foods did trigger this heroin-like activity in there.
Heroin-like?
That's what they're saying. Seemingly harmless potato chip. Now, you see, all right, who is this who wrote this story? Where are they trying to go with this, all right? Because they're trying to make you feel badly about being hooked on potato chips.
The seemingly harmless potato chip.
Somehow, heroin seems to be a little more problematic than potato chips.
I think so.
Just a little bit.
So for them to use the heroin-like words, anyhow.
Yeah.
Seemingly the harmless potato chip. it's a prime example and could be considered as a gateway to food that is really hard stuff like milkshake and cheesecakes and other addictive high glycemic index foods.
Is this the same guy that wrote the report on the AR-15?
Yeah, exactly.
It was a horrifying experience.
Processing carbs that get our blood sugars high. So plain old potato chips and white bread are how most of us get hooked.
Mm-hmm.
The glycemic content in those goes straight to our head, and they stimulate the craving and pleasure centers of the brain, leaving us wanting more.
We get hooked. I think that's hilarious.
But you're right. The guy who was traumatized, the reporter who was traumatized by shooting the AR-17.
Come on, man, hook me up.
I just want some more.
Lays. I need that Lays.
Amazing. That's what the internet's for, so we can have that.
One more chip, man. Just one more.
If you bite your fingernail, stop it. Fingernails are the dirtiest part of your hand, okay? And they're made of the same material as the horn of a rhino, and they harbor an incredible amount of bacteria. My God, we are on...
We live in a dangerous world. Yeah.
I gotta take a breath.
And fingernails?
It's like these people went to Hyperbole University.
Oh.
Scientists didn't really study this until the 1980s. And when they did, they found that the space between the fingernails can have thousands of bacteria per fingerprint. Yeah. And fake nails hold even more. Oh, my God.
How have we made it this far?
I don't know.
As human beings.
I do not know. It's a good thing that you guys didn't grow up drinking out of water hoses.
I know. Okay. I did.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
See? Biting your nails puts that bacteria in your mouth. And it can't be good. Yeah. I'll tell you what. You raise your children in a germ-free world, then they are going to have problems later in life.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Nothing wrong with getting a little bit of that stuff right now.
Yep.
Just right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pennsylvania governor, his name's Tom Wolf, likes to dial his own phone numbers, but he's finding disbelieving receptionists sometimes hang up on him. And that's exactly what happened recently when he called his community and economic development secretary and a state lawmaker. Wolf spokesman Jeff Sheridan says that's what prompted an email to government agencies. The email asked the switchboard operators not to hang up on anyone who is claiming to be Tom Wolf. Problem is now somebody will probably call and it won't be Tom Wolf.
Yeah. I'll have my people call your people. Yeah. My people will be me.
Did you say, you know, the Rio Olympics has just, it's already in a death spiral and hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
It started with, you know, the styrofoam cups and junk bobbing in the water around mm-hmm. Rio and how nasty that was going to be, and it had cryptosporidium or some kind of horrible stuff in it. That wasn't going to work. So they hold a news conference about how they're going to clean it up. Okay, well, you know they don't have most of the buildings ready. Not that that's necessarily unique to the Rio Olympics. Most of them end up being that way. But then we have all the Zika stuff that happens and the athletes who say they're not going because of Zika. And then Friday, the World Anti-Doping Organization pulled the certification of the lab that's supposed to check the athletes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
They can't catch a break.
No.
No, they can't.
No.
And again, the games are like 6 weeks away, so now they're going to have to, I guess, locate and certify some laboratory to be able to process everything to make sure that the athletes are on the up and up.
And this is after there's been a ton of doping stories coming out.
Oh, that's right. The Russian
from past
team,
Olympics.
Yep, right. And the Russian team is not even going to be able to play. And yeah, now we're finding out more and more about the historical problems with that.
Right.
But tonight on NBC at 7 o'clock, it's the swimming finals featuring the women's 100-meter butterfly, the men's 100-meter breaststroke, and the women's 400-meter freestyle. So if you want to watch for the Olympics that may be one of the most problematic ever.
It is literally turning into the Hunger Games.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Exactly. It is the Olympic Hunger Game trials tonight. And
can we just pull out of the Olympics that way, you know?
No, because NBC's already there. Bob Costas is probably already there checking his hair dye. I mean, he's probably already there. So
he's in his eye again.
They've got some sort of an advanced group already over there. They've spent so much money.
Because if we're not there, is it really the Olympics? Let's be honest.
And
America.
I understand that soccer is very popular and this Copa or whatever is going on is a big deal. But, you know, I missed the College World Series, okay? I'm already having withdrawal, and the final three hadn't even started yet.
I know.
But I turned it on yesterday, and all they're doing is sitting in front of the river with the Eiffel Tower in the background talking about soccer, okay? And I don't know. That's like 2 in the afternoon I turn it on. I turn it on at 8 o'clock at night. Hell, they're still talking. I'm going, you know what? It's a soccer game. Can we talk about it that much?
How much more can you say?
It's almost like the Super Bowl. Okay. But that's all right. Wash your ears out with this. Tonight at 8 o'clock on Discovery, it's Shark Week.
Shark Week?
Yeah, this new special, marine biologist Greg Scommel returns to Guadalupe to find the world's largest great white shark, Deep Blue, with the help of his two robot subs. It's Jaws of the Deep tonight at 8 o'clock on Discovery as Shark Week plummets on. It's 8:22.
Best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies, best delivery and takeout. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 12 years in a row. And now you can order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered to your door. From breakfast sandwiches in the morning to boxed lunches for the office, or warm cookies as a treat in the afternoon and stone oven pizzas for dinner. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Expect the bumpy ride to continue on Wall Street for a while. That's the word from Kevin Curran of Washington Crossing Advisors Group.
When you do have this kind of volatility, oftentimes the best opportunities arise from these kind of environments.
Futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. European markets are down about 2%, while Asian markets close mixed. Williams Companies faces an uncertain future as its shareholders meet today to vote on a merger with pipeline rival Energy Transfer Equity that may already be dead in the water. The company is still recommending that its investors vote in favor of the takeover by Energy Transfer, even though a Delaware judge ruled Friday that Energy Transfer can get out of the deal after its lawyer said they had discovered negative tax consequences. Prince's yellow cloud guitar has been sold at auction, and the person who bought it is the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. Jim Irsay paid $137,500 for the instrument at an auction in Beverly Hills over the weekend. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All parents want to give their babies a strong start. That's why so many choose College Station Medical Center. We have the area's first Level 3 neonatal intensive care unit, plus skilled, experienced OBGYNs and staff who deliver personal care and comfort. And then there are our birthing suites with Wi-Fi and sleep sofas for dads. Every blink, every grasp, every giggle. At College Station Medical Center, every baby is a celebration. Find an OBGYN or take a virtual birthing center tour at collegestationbaby.com. collegestationbaby.com.
Have you heard about the Fun for All playground that's planned for Central Park and College Station? It's going to be magnificent. The Fun for All playground is a project of the local Lions Club.
You know, I know it is. Tom, I hate to interrupt you. I really, really do. But that wasn't what we were supposed to play. We're going to do that in a few minutes. Okay. All right. So anyhow, what I was supposed to do is have Brad do an interview, and we'll do that one for you in a couple of minutes. Let me see where I am. Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to take just a moment to highlight Stacy Baumgartner for her positive influence and selfless giving and community service. Stacy has served as a veterinarian in Bryan since 2005. And with her commitment to quality pet care, Stacy has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Stacy for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life right here in the Brazos Valley.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing great. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
What do you got for us today?
Well, you know, on June 25th, which was Saturday, we had National Catfish Day.
Oh, wow.
Did you miss out on that?
I totally missed out.
Well, it's an annual observance, but here today, I'm here to talk to you about the warning signs of a catfish scam.
Oh, I didn't know there was a catfish scam, too. Wow.
Yeah, catfish is, well, it's online dating scammers.
Ah, that kind of catfish.
Yeah.
Now
people,
I see.
People who are looking for love.
Okay.
They can get bitten by a catfish scammer. Essentially, it's a person who pretends to be someone else that they're not, and they build a relationship, Brad, with you, and eventually try to get around to taking your money or getting you to launder money for their operation. Hey, since 2015, nearly 50 catfish scams have been reported to BBB Scam Tracker, and it's resulted in over $500,000 in losses.
Oh, wow.
That's almost some real money.
Yeah.
Texans have been reported to lose about $10,000 in catfish scams, so we're not too gullible,
I guess. Yeah, we're pretty smart.
Most of the catfish scam reports claim that they were contacted through dating websites. So that's your number one red flag. And asked to send money, usually wire transfers. So to avoid any heartbreak down the road, BBB warns of these red flags in a catfish scam. Pressure to leave the dating site and go immediately to, you know, individual text messaging or your personal email account. That's a red flag.
Oh.
Hasty expressions of love. You just make this relationship and within a few days, oh, the other person's madly in love with you. That could be a red flag.
Oh, yeah.
Claims of citizenship. That's an interesting one. They claim to be from the United States, and most often these are scams that are perpetrated from overseas.
You can tell usually some of that time with the bad English that they use.
It could be. That could be a good warning sign. Sudden major expenses. They strike up this relationship with you, and all of a sudden they need money for medical bills or something else that is an emergency. So any request for money, you should... you know, that should appear as a huge red flag to you.
Definitely.
So never wire money and put safety first. Avoid putting too much personal information on dating websites or social media profiles, such as your home address, your work information, or your phone number. And take the time to research any individual you think you might be falling for. If you take the time to do that, 9 times out of 10, you're going to save yourself a really bad situation. Any questions about this or anything else, call us at 979-260-2222 or check us out on the web at bbb.org. This is Bill McGuire with your BBB.
Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
It's a fact. Driverless cars and trucks are on the way. Every automaker in the world is investing hundreds of billions researching these things. Hi there, Kim Commando with today's Digital Consumer Tech Update. Here's a high-tech ethics question to start your week. If it comes down to it, should your driverless vehicle run over a pedestrian in order to save your life? Consider this a 21st century version of the old lifeboat question. In the latest edition of Science Magazine, researchers explain how they conducted 6 online surveys asking this question to Americans across the country. The results? People think that self-driving cars should make decisions for the greatest good. as long as the greatest good includes saving their own lives, first and foremost. That's right, people want guarantees that their self-driving cars will protect them above all else. And this is where artificial intelligence gets very slippery. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The father of a seven-week-old son was arrested by College Station police for causing multiple injuries. The baby was taken to a hospital in Temple in stable condition. That's after it was determined in College Station that the baby had a fractured skull and at least one broken rib. According to the arrest report, 21-year-old Michael Carson of College Station told the first nurse that the baby fell out of a car seat in their hotel room. Then Carson told the emergency room doctor his son fell from the hotel bed. Then he told a detective the baby fell off his chest while they were on the bed. A softball game Saturday evening at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan ended abruptly when one of the players pulled out a handgun from his waistband and pointed it at the head of another player. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 30-year-old Crispin Urbano Jr. stepped in an unidentified dispute between the batter and the first baseman and pointed the gun at the first baseman. No shots were fired and no one was injured. Urbano was found at his house after initially telling police he pointed a pocket knife. According to the arrest report, Urbano's wife was going to have their 11-year-old daughter tell police what really happened. Urbano then admitted to pulling out a gun and showing police where he hid the .380 semi-automatic pistol. DPS troopers were involved in a high-speed chase Saturday night that started in Wixon Valley and ended in Bryan when the SUV went airborne and crashed. According to the arrest report, 65-year-old John Weber II of Bryan was ejected but was found alert and lying on the pavement with road rash. Weber also had to be held down to be handcuffed and to wait for an ambulance. At the hospital, Weber told troopers he had consumed alcohol and smoked marijuana that was likely laced with cocaine. No one else was injured, and during the pursuit on Highway 21, that trooper said exceeded 100 miles per hour. Two people were sent to the hospital yesterday after a major collision at an intersection of William D. Fitch Parkway and Barron Road. Around 6:30 p.m., a northbound vehicle on Fitch collided with an eastbound vehicle on Barron. Both drivers were sent to the hospital for treatment of their injuries. One passenger was injured but not transported to the hospital. The roadway was closed for a period of time, and College Station police are investigating the cause of the crash. The state can now deny free college tuition to veterans who lived outside of Texas when they enlisted in the military.
A federal appeals court has ruled against a University of Houston student who complained he did not have access to the state's 93-year-old Hazelwood program that guarantees free state university tuition to veterans and their immediate families. The federal court agreed with Texas that qualifying students must have been state residents when they enlisted with the military. Paul Chambers, TSN News.
After 35 years with the College Station Fire Department, Chief Eric Hurt says he's looking forward to slowing down.
Looking forward to enjoying life, you know, spending more time with my family, spending more time with my hobbies.
Hurt announced his retirement in May, and Friday the community celebrated his career.
This is where I started my career. This is where I raised my family. This is where I was living when I got married. My kids were born here. I mean, this community means everything to me. It's a place that I came to for a job and then stayed here for the community.
Hurt joined the department in 1981 and became chief in 2013. His last day is this Thursday. Repairs to the freeway's Briarcrest overpass, which was hit a week ago today, could start next month. State inspectors have determined one beam needs to be replaced and a second needs to be repaired. That's after a semi hauling an excavator that was too tall hit the bridge. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports working on an emergency contract where a contractor could be hired within 3 weeks. The state will pay for the repairs, estimated at between $500,000 and $600,000, then seek reimbursement from what TxDOT describes as the responsible party. College Station motorists who use Dartmouth are advised about street work today. The southbound lanes on Dartmouth between Holloman and Southwest Parkway will be closed starting at 9 o'clock for resurfacing. This portion of Dartmouth is supposed to reopen by the end of the day. And it's a huge day for Texas as the Supreme Court will rule on the state's controversial abortion regulations.
Pro-choice groups have sued to overturn House Bill 2, which requires abortion clinics to be surgical centers and doctors must have admitting privileges. They claim the bar is too high, but Joe Poyman with the Texas Alliance for Life says it's not as hard as they make it out to be.
San Antonio has 4 abortion facilities, and 3 of them are totally compliant with House Bill 2.
Today's ruling is the most significant abortion case to come before the court in 2 decades. A split decision would result in the closure of 8 of Texas's remaining 18 clinics. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
The Real Estate Center at Texas A&M is asking for your vote this summer. You've heard of snook and maybe even cut and shoot, but what about lick skillet or weeping Mary?
And once we started identifying some of the town names that are more unusual, we came up with a list of over 120.
Real Estate Center's associate editor Brian Pope says they want your help in deciding the favorite small town Texas name.
There's a town called Chicken Feather, Granny's Neck, Frog Knot, so many unusual names.
Pope says there will be multiple rounds of voting over the next 8 weeks, after which a winning town will be named.
Obviously going to be a part of the state that doesn't get a whole lot of attention, and it's a chance to kind of cast a spotlight on them for at least a moment. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
You can find a link to the poll on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 78 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My technical difficulty here. Okay. All right, let me see. Okay, so now, Chelsea, you end the newscast again, and then we edit it, and it's like nothing happened.
All right, ready?
Yep.
I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
8:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Sunshine and some occasional clouds around during today. We hit the mid-90s this afternoon with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm in spots. Tonight, some scattered clouds, any showers, and mid-70s overnight. Partly sunny skies with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday into the 90s. And Wednesday, really more the same, a mix of clouds and sun, risk of scattered showers and storms during the afternoon and into the 90s. This is Gary Bass, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:40. Kelly Clarkson had some big news Friday. She said she signed with Atlantic Records, and her first offering for the label will be a soul album.
All right.
Okay.
Very cool.
See how that works out. She said, quote, "I'm so excited because they want to make the album that I'm dying to make ever since I was a kid."
Very good. Good for her.
Album will be out in 2017, so we'll see how that works out.
I know apparently, after she did the American Idol thing, she said basically, you know, they have your soul once you win American Idol.
Yeah. So be able to do that. So Finding Dory was the big winner again on the box office, $73.2 million. Independence Day Resurgence debuted at $41.5 million. Kiddo who used to live in College Station has a small part in that.
Yeah, Garrett Waring.
Yeah, he was here for the, the opening here. Anyway, they came in at $42 million. And then Central Intelligence, which is obviously not very, at $18.5 million. Well, I'm just saying. All right, so if you like NCIS, the original, of course, Michael Weatherly left, but they've signed all the other stars back for the next two seasons. That'd be Pauly Peretti, Sean Murray, Rocky Carroll, David McCallum. Their contracts were ending at the end of last season, so they finished that one up, and they've got them for two more years.
All right.
And they just back up a Brinks armored truck to what's that guy, Mark Harmon's house, and he just says, "Okay, that's enough for now," and he gets paid a whole lot of money.
Buy a whole new place to put all this money.
He could do that. Kenny Chesney told a crowd at a concert in South Philly on Saturday night that a police officer who was a big fan had been shot and killed in the line of duty. One problem: he was shot, but he's still alive. Officer Christopher Dorman has been shot 7 times, which is a horrible situation. But anyway, Billboard.com says police in Folcroft let Kenny know the situation, so he called the officer, apologized for being a little premature on the death notice. Kenny promised Christopher that when he was feeling better, they'd go to a football game, grab some beers together.
I wonder if the guy answered the phone with reports of my death.
Yeah, been greatly
exaggerated.
Yeah, that's the one. Anyway, so that's good. All right. Soap opera with swords,
yeah.
The HBO cable TV series that is partly filmed in Northern Ireland, will not suffer due to Britain's decision to leave the European Union.
I heard about this.
Because, again, that's the thing most people care about. They don't care about what's really going to happen to the economy. They want to make sure. So what was the story?
Well, I didn't hear much about it. I just heard that it wasn't going to suffer. And, you know, thank goodness, because there's only one more season left, and if it would have suffered, then what would we do?
That's right. Let's talk about what's really important in the world.
Yeah.
HBO issued the statement after the reports had surfaced that it could be a problem.
So is the finale pretty great?
It was good. It was really good. I think some people thought it was better than I personally did.
Okay.
But a lot of good things happened. A lot of crazy things happened. I thought there was some kind of deus ex machinas in there, if you know what that means. That's a literary device used to kind of out of nowhere tie up plot lines, you know.
Gotcha. Okay.
But otherwise, I thought it was pretty good.
Okay. All right. And it ran how long?
It was 65 minutes, I believe. 70 minutes.
All right. They don't have any commercials, right?
No commercials. No.
Okay. All right. Then. So what comes on after Soap Opera with Swords?
Silicon Valley, which is also
you watch.
It's a funny
all
show.
Right, so
yeah.
you're into that. Okay. So that's all right. Well, if you apparently there was a George R. R. Martin interview that he did with Stephen King. He's the guy who wrote Soap Opera with Swords, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his final question, Martin asked King how he writes so fast, and basically King told him to stop screwing around and write every day.
I'm sure a lot of Soap Opera with Swords books fans are pretty happy with that response.
Yeah. Anyway.
They wait years for those to come out.
Exactly. So Chelsea, we'll just quit texting. Is it worth playing this thing to Mr. Downs, or is it?
So I can, okay, so the story is that Rihanna has a song that I guess is featured in the new Star Trek Beyond trailer.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the movie.
Okay.
So I found the trailer.
Yeah.
I guess that is featuring Sledgehammer, which is the name of the song.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Playing in the background.
All right. So, I mean, is that, you think that's, so I guess we ought to do that.
Yeah,
we ought to call Mr. Downs. Because especially since he brought donuts for us today.
Yeah. Oh, it's Monday. Yeah,
that's right. As he came in and announced to me that he had the stupid donuts for us. Okay, so if you've got that little baby queued up.
It's queued.
All right, so.
Now, you guys weren't even listening to my soap opera with sword story.
Of course we were.
Y'all were texting each other.
Yeah, we were, but that's okay.
Did you hear my uh-huhs and yes? Yeah. I was totally listening.
Exactly. She was listening to every word of it. Anyway, so. Anyhow, we're going to call Mr. Downs and see if we can brighten his day this morning. As long as he's not walking the halls. On Mondays, you never know. You just never know.
You just never know.
Yeah.
Well, when I pick up the phone and I hear that, it can only mean one thing.
That's right. We're going to talk to you. But first, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Oh, fine.
Okay, thanks. Hello?
Kind of sad state of affairs when Rihanna's music makes it to the 25th century and better stuff that we grew up with is not going to be in there.
You know, you're exactly right. Yeah. I would agree.
Like the Sledgehammer that Robert Palmer did.
Yeah,
where's that
that's
one?
True. Right. First of all,
Palmer did Sledgehammer? Yeah.
I believe so, didn't he? Yeah.
No.
Who did Sledgehammer?
Oh, gosh, if only there were a small electronic device that had access to all the...
If only.
Peter Gabriel.
I get the two mixed up.
All right, so I just wanted to let you know, I walk into the break room this morning, I don't know, 7:30-ish or something like that, and Chella is checking to make sure that the drink machine is filled. I just wanted to let you know.
Well, she's efficient, and she cares.
Yeah, well, we know, which is, and I'm one of those.
No, you're not. But,
efficient or cares?
Yeah.
Never at the same time. No, go ahead. Yes.
No, I'm just saying that all it took was one time I said to her, this really hurts Scott's feelings when he doesn't have his Diet Coke in the morning. Yeah. You know, you want to know a story about Diet Coke? I love Diet Coke, as you know.
Yeah.
When I was traveling, they don't have Diet Coke like that.
Yeah.
Over in the far reaches. No wonder Great Britain left the European Union.
That was the reason. Yeah.
Because their Diet Coke tastes like crap.
Yeah.
But it was a tough 2 weeks there, I got to admit.
Yeah.
I'd like a Diet Coke, please, so I can just, you know, spit it out as soon as I get back to the car. But I'm just, you got to try.
You got to try. And the most recent time I can remember, I forget which hotel I was staying in Las Vegas, and it was a Pepsi hotel.
Yeah.
And Pepsi's a fine product, and we're more than happy that they're here and part of our economy. But, you know.
Everyone's got their own taste.
Yeah. Had to get a cab to go buy Diet Coke.
Like to point out that if indeed you get your Diet Coke with zero calories in it, you can fill back up with the donuts that I brought you today.
Hey, that's awesome, but that's not the reason we called.
Well, by the way, Brad.
Yes, sir.
Rihanna has a new single called Sledgehammer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's the same loving, caring sledgehammer that Peter Gabriel had. But
hit it, Chelsea.
It's funny.
Yep, here we go. This is the trailer from Star Trek.
My dad joined Starfleet because he believed in it. I joined on a dare. You joined to see if you could live up to him. You spent all this time trying to be your dad.
I joined this show on a dare.
Yeah. I'm
wondering.
Here we go.
What it means to be you. We were overwhelmed by something.
That doesn't sound like Rihanna.
Just
well,
one I've
it's
ever
the
seen
trailer.
Oh, that's no, music. That's
the music.
Does she? Does she ever sing?
I can't find that.
Okay. All right.
My last report as the captain.
So that's just like the audio from her song.
Hell, Ben's already left us. He's already on his computer.
I'm just all excited.
Okay. All right.
My breath has been taken away.
There we go.
There it is.
This is a little touchy-feely for Star Trek, isn't it?
It is. Well, I don't know. Look, you talk about people who are 20 years old today, they don't know anything about the old Star Trek.
Chelsea, you're watching the video right now, I assume.
Yes.
Does it, is, please tell me something's blowing up.
Oh, yeah, there's things. There's
okay,
a lot
good.
Of action.
Okay, good. Good. Right, okay. All right, things.
All right, so there, we're going to transition Rihanna. So how do you feel about that? That's
Oh, I just saw a big explosion.
Oh, good.
My favorite part.
Go, right. Yeah, go check out the trailer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll do that, but in the
meantime. Hey, Veep ended last night.
Okay.
Oh, Veep, right. I still haven't watched any of the clips.
I cannot recommend that.
No.
And actually
no.
go to church on Sunday.
No,
but,
do not. No,
but
do not.
It is kind of funny if you can hold back your disgust and dismay. Oh, boy, they opened with one that actually got Lily to go wander back into the back for a few minutes. It was pretty tough. But.
I'm just telling you, this is the way they talk about each other in Washington.
I think they've gone beyond that.
Yeah, they probably have. They have
gone beyond that.
Oh,
but
okay.
Anyway, and I did catch up on my, binging on... what was the show I was binging on? Now my mind is going blank. It was a person of interest.
Yep.
A person of interest.
How many episodes did you watch?
I only needed two more to finish.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
well,
so
okay.
His definition of binging.
Yeah,
still.
Once again, you're
old person's binging.
No. You're in the minor leagues. I'm an old person, and you're in the minor leagues.
I
so
see.
You just need to move there. All right, that's good. So what better than go from Rihanna to Tom Turbyville?
Anytime you can be in a football game tailgating and, well, sort of a petting zoo in one location, well, that deserves a bravo, don't you think? After more than 40 years of going to Aggie football games, now I have time to stop and smell the horses. That's the grand steeds of the Parsons Mounted Cavalry, who before each Aggie home game, they hang out with the rest of the Aggie tailgaters over at Spence Park by the east side of Kyle Field. Now, how cool is that? They form this corral where the horses graze on Aggie grass, and the members of the Parsons Mounted Cavalry, well, they bring the horses to the edges to visit with the fans and the kids of all ages. They love it. I loved it when I visited with Matt Kuhas, a senior from, of all places, Charleston, South Carolina. It's his first year with the Parsons Mounted Cavalry.
We bring the horses over here so they can eat before we march in or ride in with them with the rest of the Corps. Fans can come up and visit with them, pet them.
And ask questions. To the horses or to the guys?
A lot of people ask about the horses, different personalities, and like to get to know the horses. They ask about what we do and kind of just how we do it, so it's good to talk to them.
Parsons Mounted Cavalry, formed in 1973, it's the successor to the Mounted Cavalry units that play a central role in A&M tradition. Now, this is a parade and show unit composed of sophomores, juniors, and senior cadets. They represent the university at events across Texas. Now, I had to ask the senior, Matt Kuha, how he became an Aggie, not a Gamecock.
I was a Gamecock fan growing up. My sister goes to Clemson, so I couldn't really go there anymore. But I came here for the Corps of Cadets so I could join the military.
So it's all part of the experience of Aggie football. And, you know, even if you don't have a ticket to the game, well, it's a great family outing. The Fan Zone, Spence Park, the Spirit Walk, and go meet the horses of the Parsons Mounted Cavalry. But that's after you park. At Kyle Field. Ah, parking. That's a joy, isn't it? So I talked to one of the parking attendants, one of the guys who tells you where you can go, where you can't go, who hears all the excuses. He didn't know whether his boss would be listening to this, so he just gave me his first name.
Stan.
What time did you get here this morning?
At 5:30.
5:30 a.m. That was for a 6 p.m. kickoff. Yeah, he was going to be there till about 11:30 at night. So he's had time to hear just about all the excuses.
They want to go here, and they just don't care where they go. They just want to go and pay.
So being the guy that tells you where you can park, where you can't park, why you can't park there, why you got to park over there, what's the best part of this job?
I just like the atmosphere, like being around here. And
the worst part of the job? Stan's no dummy.
I can't say.
Stan's
this comes with, you know.
Don't worry, Stan's boss is not listening.
I don't know. He might be. I don't know what radio station he's on.
Wait, nah, about?
It's got its good and its bad, but, you know, majority overall, it's a good place to be.
So I asked Stan what's his full-time job.
I'm in transportation services.
You are?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. So you just deal with headaches all year round, don't you?
Yeah, I'm stressed right now.
You're stressed right now? What, talking to me on the radio?
It's just a long day and trying to get everything situated.
Okay, full disclosure here. I recorded this last season, but this will get you ready for next season, won't it? Which, by the way, the first home game against UCLA, 10 weeks from tomorrow. Yeah. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
I'm Tom Turbeville.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
About 4 till News Talk 1620 WTW. I don't know if we confused Ben today or what. We certainly covered a lot of things in about a 3-minute call. Oh, and Sarah's got a call. All right. You can tell us Monday.
That's what I go by when I get off the air, so I got to go take this.
Hottest emergency, hottest emerging trend in footwear, dad shoes.
Dad shoes.
Yep. You can blame or thank Steph Curry for kicking off the trend. His sneaker collection with Under Armour earlier this month took a beating because so many people thought they were styled so that only dads could be caught dead wearing them. So if your dad's awesome, there you go. The new Raith Simmons designed kicks by Adidas are in the same spirit. Mashable.com says Oswego, two running sneaks, 1990s throwbacks. I saw an article over the weekend. Apparently all white tennies are in again. Back to the Stan Smiths, okay, from way yeah. back.
So now, well, even dads can pay $500 for sneakers.
Exactly, but here's the problem is keeping them clean.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they said these the Mr. Clean Eraser things.
Oh, yeah.
Which are really pretty cool.
Yep.
They really, really are. You got to be careful on painted surfaces because what they're doing is rubbing the paint off, just to let you know. But they are. They're little microbial sandpaper type things. But that'll help. That'll
yeah.
Clean them up.
So and that's when the shoe salesman, then they throw in the, you know, protective spray.
Exactly. It can be yours for just a little bit more.
My yep. dad actually had like sneaker polish that was like white sneaker polish.
Oh, yeah.
When that happened.
Yep.
It had a little sponge at the top of the bottle.
Oh, sure.
And, oh, yeah.
Well, and even that, or it's also great for writing on SUV windows.
Yep, yeah. That too.
That's probably how a car lot of it art. Is basically sold. Yeah, car art. That's exactly it. So the new season of Jay Leno's Garage debuts Wednesday night, and it begins with a bang. Jay got the thrill and the scare of his life when he teamed up with one of his icons, legendary stunt driver Bob Riggle. The duo strap on into a 2,500-horsepower hot rod. After successfully lifting the car on two wheels, he lost control of the car. Yes, uh-huh. And as he tried to turn, the car flipped over several times, banging up the occupants. Luckily, they're okay.
Eey.
So that's probably worth watching.
Yeah.
Just that right there. See how all that works out. And a Utah businessman embarrassed by his father's attempts to find him a wife. Barron Brooks, 48, of Salt Lake City, says his dad took out an ad in an Idaho newspaper looking for female applicants. 78-year-old Arthur Brooks reportedly spent $900 on the ad, which asked women to volunteer their name, age, and political views for consideration.
Political views.
Dad holding interviews for potential brides in an Idaho resort later this week. His son says he's uncomfortable with the idea of his dad doing that, but said it's okay, Dad. You can go ahead and do the interviews.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to take the one dad picks, but
I saw this full page ad with like the dorkiest picture of this guy ever. And then it talks about him, but then it says about you, like what they, you know, are looking for in a mate, kind of.
Nerd alert.
Yeah.
It would seem like dad would have more important things to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not the case. Okay. All right. Just real quick. The heat index today is going to be 104. So if you're going to be out there, just be aware of it, and it's not going to be much fun. And if you don't have to be out in it, then don't be out in
good
it.
Good
okay?
for you.
Yeah, that's right. So the melody that we know is Happy Birthday, performed for the first time on this date in 1859.
Wow.
Very cool.
They have proof of that?
Yep, they do. Mm. World's first ATM went in London in 1967.
Hmm.
The United States National No-Call Registry was formed back in 2003. That's not bad.
And it's still not used.
Yeah, and finally, a 29-year-old woman got mad at maybe in the first hacking of a computer ever. She actually used a butcher knife and cut up her computer. Now that is a computer hack.
Yeah.
WTAW.